RNZ Pacific, mā lo tau ma upongi pongi ni. I'm Moira Tuila Ipataylor with the news. The Tongan government says in its first official update following Saturday's volcanic eruption and tsunami that three people have now died. It says all houses on the island of Mango were wiped out. An evacuation operation is underway for several islands, as Susanna Leatawa reports.
British national Angela Glover was the first confirmed death, and the government now says a 65-year-old woman from Mango Island and a 49-year-old man from Normuka Island have also died. A number of injuries have been reported. Tonga's first Navy vessel took a health team and other first responders to the Otumu Omua group in Haupai with water, food and tents on Sunday. Another naval ship has taken a second health team with emergency personnel and resources to Mango, Fonoifua and Normuka Islands. All houses have been destroyed on Mango Island and only two houses remain on Fonoifua Island with extensive damage on Normuka. Parts of Western Tongatapu have also been evacuated.
There's some relief for 18 Tongan seasonal workers in New Zealand whose flight home this week was cancelled due to ash clouds caused by last weekend's volcanic eruption in the island kingdom. The group's employer, Alistair Jamieson of Mr. Apple, told RNZ Pacific the men are back on the orchard in Hastings and will continue to work until a flight is available to take them home.
Those workers have been with us now for longer than 2 years. For some of them, the fourth time that they have tried to get on a flight and been unsuccessful due to several factors. And we will be continuing to employ them until the next available flight back to Tonga, and they will continue to work with us under their current terms and conditions.
About seven Tongan labourers were scheduled to return home on Thursday, and a majority of them have not heard from their families since Saturday. A United Nations coordinator in the Pacific says she's concerned at the well-being of children in Tonga following the volcanic eruption and tsunami. Samoan-based Dr. Frances Vulivuli of UNICEF says every effort must be made to assist these children and their families.
Just imagine how terrifying it has been for the children in Tonga to see their world just quickly change around within a matter of hours. The volcanic eruption emitting ash, a powerful tsunami and community suddenly being just evacuated. So they definitely are struggling to process all that is happening.
Dr. Frances Vulivuli of UNICEF. Two Defence Force ships are making their way to Tonga with supplies. HMNZS Wellington and HMNZS Aotearoa left New Zealand yesterday afternoon on their three-day journey, carrying water and other essential supplies. Aid has been unable to be flown into the kingdom because ash covers the airport runway in Nuku'alofa. There are unconfirmed reports from Kiribati that 40 people who flew into the country last week from Fiji have COVID-19. Up to now, Kiribati has had just two cases of the virus. Radio Kiribati reports the flight in question was chartered by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. There were 54 people on the Fiji Airways plane. 50 of the passengers have been kept at the quarantine centre at an old hospital compound in Bekinumbu, and in the remaining four at the Fema Lodge in Atenon. The Solomon Islands Prime Minister Manase Songavare has warned the country can expect a rapid spread of COVID-19 and deaths. This comes after 10 people illegally entered Solomon Islands at Pelo and Ong Tong Java. Six of them are confirmed positive with COVID-19. One of those infected is a doctor, and a foreign national on a flight from Brisbane has also tested positive. It takes the Solomon's tally of positive cases to 32. One of the organisers of a prohibited demonstration against COVID measures in New Caledonia has been detained for questioning. Gary Weary, who is the spokesperson for the group, Re-Info NC, was among several individuals to defy last weekend's ban on demonstrations declared by the French High Commission. Hundreds of people joined the rally in Noumea, which was called despite there being a limit of 30 people for any outside gathering. Gary Weary has been campaigning against the health pass, which is required to enter venues and against the law making vaccinations mandatory. Her lawyer told Nuvakiloko Ni 10 police officers arrested her in the parking area of her home this morning when she could have been summoned to the police station. The lawyer says the move against her is disproportionate given that the high chief detained on Sunday had ignored three summonses before he was arrested. New Zealand Cabinet Ministers are to meet this afternoon to assess the COVID-19 traffic light settings, namely whether Northland should drop to orange. Any changes will be announced tomorrow as Labour MPs gather in New Plymouth for a caucus get-together. Here's RNZ's Deputy Political Editor Craig McCulloch.
The Cabinet meeting is the first this year and will canvass the country's COVID-19 response and potential changes prompted by the Omicron variant. Regional restrictions will be reassessed, with Northland currently the only region still under the toughest setting. Just 86% of those aged 12 and over in Te Tai Tokoro are double jabbed, compared to the national average of 93%. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, has warned regions will shift to a red light if Omicron is found spreading through the community.
In sport, the Silver Ferns are playing South Africa in their quad series clash in London, with both teams chasing their first win of the tournament. A short time ago, New Zealand were leading 15-9 heading into the second quarter. There will be no Australian Open fairy tale for Canadian Leah Fernandez this year after she was bundled out by Australia's Maddie Inglis. The 19-year-old US Open finalist has now lost in the first round in Melbourne for three straight years.
Just a bad day in the office. Too many mistakes. I'll give credit to Maddie. She played a great match. I unfortunately did not find the right solutions to get back in it. And, it happens.
Fernandez will now play with New Zealander Aaron Rootsliff in the doubles. The England and Wales Cricket Board will investigate after police were called to break up an early hours post-Ashes drinking session at the team's hotel in Hobart. Video shows England captain Joe Root, bowler James Anderson and Australian trio Nathan Lyon, Alex Carey and Travis Head being told to disperse by police. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.